Today's daf is Yevamos daf Yotes, but we are still on daf Yotches Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom. So the Gemara is going to continue to discuss the sugya of Zika, and specifically the Machloikis Tanoim and the Machloikis Amayroim, whether Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. As discussed yesterday, everybody agrees, all the Tanoim, all the Amayroim agree that there is a concept of Zika, which means there is a bond between the Yavam and the Yavama Midyei Raisa. That is not questionable. The machloikis that we have in the sugyas of Yesh Zika and Ein Zika is simply how olin, Rashi's word, how strong, how powerful, qualitatively speaking, is that bond, and what kind of halachic implications result from that Zika, from that bond. According to the Manda Amar, Yesh Zika, it's olin, it's going to be stronger, they're going to be more dinim. According to the Manda Amar, Ein Zika, it's going to be a little bit weaker. The Gemara specifically discussed two halachas where there would be an afkamina lahalacha if you hold Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. One was Be'inyani Arayas. So, for example, the first memra that the Gemara mentioned, which was Rav Huna in the name of Rav, said, Shemeres Yavam Shemesa. If the Yavama, before either Yibam or Chalitza was done, she's still in the state of Shemeres Yavam. If she dies, Muter Be'ima, the Yavam who never did Yibam or Chalitza, is allowed to marry this woman's mother. Now, we know one is not allowed to marry his wife's mother, still the Shemeres Yavam, who he had a Zika relationship with, he was allowed to marry. And the Gemara said, Alma Kosavar Ein Zika. That's only because he holds Ein Zika. But according to the Manda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda, who later in the Gemara argues, who holds Yesh Zika, would hold Aser Be'ima, because just like one cannot marry his wife's mother, so too he would not be able to marry the Shemeres Yavam's mother. We saw another Nafkamina Lahalacha, which the Gemara only referenced, Rashi quoted it based on the Gemara later in Arba Achim, but really it's a Mefurish, a Mishnah in the Sech Nesedarim, the Fayin Dalet, and that is regarding Hafaras Nedarim. So if a woman makes a neder, her husband can't be made for the neder. As long as it affects him in some way, he can say that I'm not interested in this neder, and he has a right to be made for the neder. What about a Shemeres Yavam that makes a neder? Could a Yavam be made for the neder or not? It's a Machlokes Tanoim, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Akiva. The shittas that hold Yesh Zika would hold the husband is related to this woman enough that he has a kayach to be made for her neder. The one that holds Ein Zika would hold you would not be allowed to. We mentioned the horror for a pshach yesterday, which is that although Hafaras Nedarim and Arayas are two sugis that the Gemara discusses as being nafkaminas if Yesh Zika Ein Zika, but there is a distinction between the two. The fact that a Yavam would be able to be made for the neder of the Shemeres Yavam shows that Yesh Zika gives you certain da'iraisa digadinim, because the woman made a neder mid-da'iraisa. Mid-da'iraisa, she is restricted by the neder she made. If Yesh Zika is only a dindirabbanan, how does the Yavam have a right mid-da'iraisa to remove a neder which exists mid-da'iraisa? Must be Yesh Zika works on the Deiraisa level. Stating that, the Gemara says Mefurish on the Chazayin of Abiz, that according to the Manama that holds Yesh Zika, he would say Shemeres Yavam Shemesa Aser Be'ima, that there are Dini Arayas implications because of Yesh Zika, that's only the Rabbanon. That means there's a Yesh Zika that is on a Deiraisa level, there's a Yesh Zika that's on the Rabbanon level. Pshach said that what's the Gede Hadvarim? How exactly does that work? The Kinyan that you have in every Kedushin, that it could be you have in Zika Midoraisa, the Din Ishus that you have in every Kedushin, it could be that you only have Midorabonon, there's precedence, there's a piece from Reb Chaim and Sefer, where Reb Chaim made a distinction between a Kedushin that only has the Kinyan component of the Kedushin versus the Ishus component. That's something that we no doubt will discuss, Bezrat Hashem, and some of the coming blot. One new ha'ara that we're going to learn today in the sugya of Yesh Zika Ein Zika Shitas Reb Shimon, and that is there's a third tzad in the halachas of Zika, and that is Yesh Zika v'Zika k'chnusa damya, and that's going to be a big part of the discussion of today's daf. So what does Yesh Zika v'Zika k'chnusa damya mean? Zika k'chnusa meaning when there's a Zika relationship, it's k'chnusa. It's as if they were married. Kines means married. It's as if they were married together. So it's more than Yesh Zika. Not only Yesh Zika, but Yesh Zika, the Zika Kechnusa Damya. There's a shaila amongst the London exactly how Zika Zika Kechnusa Damya works. From Rashi, it would seem that Zika Kechnusa Damya is just another level of Yesh Zika, meaning there's Zika, which everybody agrees exists. The man of the world Ein Zika says it's not so Olam. Yesh Zika, it is Olam. Zika Kechnusa Damya says it's even more Olam than according to the man of Yesh Zika. So as much as there are dinim lamanda amar yesh zika as a result of the zika, there'll be even more dinim according to the man that holds zika kichnus adamya. Others suggest that it could be zika kichnus adamya is not a definition in the echos, in the qualitative value of the zika, but it could be it's a dovert study, because Rav Shimon's shita in Shas is that kol oimed lizroi kizorak damir. Rav Shimon has a shita that if I'm about to do something or something is going to happen in halacha, sometimes we can view it as if it already happened. So all Rav Shimon's saying is that yesh zika is whatever zika is according to the man of yesh zika. But I, Rav Shimon, also hold of a halacha that if I'm about to do something, we can look at it as if it's done. So too here, when there's a shemeres yavam and the yavam has a mitzvah to do Yibum, so she is Oymed Liyabim. So if there's a state of Oymed Liyabim, it's Kiyabim Dami, and that's why Zika is Kiknusa Dami, because the Yabim is Oymed Lichnois. It's not so much an uptight in the Zika as much as there's a Dovert study, a Zaitige Cheshbin of Kala Oymed Lizroy Kizorik Dami. So it's a little bit lumnish, but we'll see that Pemesha Chasugya. So we are on the second to last line on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. So again, Sugi began with a Machlokes Amiram. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Ein Zika. Rav Yehuda said, Yesh Zika. Now, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda were both compadres. They learned together. And they were Talmidim of Rav and of Shmuel, and that's why you'll have Omer Rav Huna Marav, Omer Rav Huna Vashmuel. Rav Yehuda certainly have all the time. Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, Omer Rav Yehuda Vashmuel. Rav Huna clearly said, Ein Zika in the name of his Rebbe Rav. Rav Yehuda said Yesh Zika, but he didn't attribute it to any of his Rebbeim. The Gemara wants to know, was he saying it in the name of his Rebbe Rav, or in the name of his Rebbe Shmuel? Again, this is a big machlokes. It has a lot of implications. So we want to trace the source to Rav Yehuda's memra. Rav Yehuda himself was an Amoira from the Gedolei Amoirim. But it'd be significant to the Gemara to know whether he said it in the name of his Rebbe Rav, or did he hear it from his Rebbe Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaye the Rav Yosef. Sabaye told Rav Yosef, Hod Rav Yehuda de Shmuhi, that I have a raya, that although Rav Yehuda didn't attributed to his Rebbe, he heard it from his Rebbe Shmuel. Come with him to the Mishnah. Shemeres Yavam, Shekhi Deshachav Zachoyso. Shemeres Yavam, where one of the brothers was Mekadesh, the Shemeres Yavam's sister. So Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven died without children. Reuven's wife now falls Liyibam to Shimon and Levi. Shimon goes and is Mekadesh, Areat Mekudesh Zli, is Mekadesh, Eshes Reuven's sister. Now Shimon cannot complete the deal with Reuven's wife because she's now an Achis Isha. So Shemeres Yavam Shekid Shachav Zachayso Mishum Rebbe Dvar Meseira Amru Oimrim Loi. We tell Shimon Hamtein. Wait until you finish the deal. Don't have the chasana. Ad sheyasu achicha maiso. Until your brother Levi does either Yibam v'chalitza. Because until Levi does Yibam v'chalitza, you are going to have Zika to Eshes Reuven. So how could you marry Eishes Reuven's sister, she's an Achis Isha, through the Zikav. Amash Shmuel and Shmuel said, Allah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira. This Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira is one of the Shita Satanam that holds Yesh Zika. But for our Gemara right now, Shmuel said, Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira. So you see, Shmuel Paskin Yesh Zika. So Rabbi Yehuda said Yesh Zika. He was saying in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, because you have a Mefurish Shmuel that holds Yesh Zika. Amalei. So Yosef told Abaya that, okay, I hear what you're saying, but why do you think that it has to be that he said in the name of Shmuel? It's true, you have a raya that Shmuel holds, Yesh Zika, but maybe he said in the name of Rav. So I know what your cheshbin must be. You didn't want it to be Rav. You know why you didn't want it to be Rav? Because Rav Huna said his halach in the name of Rav, that ain't Zika. So Rav Huna had a Mesira from Rav Ein Zika, and Shmuel had it, and Rav Yehuda had in the name of Rav Yesh Zika. Is that what's bothering you? So you had to find a Shmuel somewhere that holds Yesh Zika to prove, oh, it's very good. This machlekes Rav Huna, and Rav Huna is really a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. I'm a lady, either Rav Mai, Kashid Rav, the Rav, you'd be bothered with a stira in the name of Rav. What's the stira? Rav Huna said Rav held Ein Zika, Rav Yehuda held that Rav said Yesh Zika, Dumam Iran, and if I leave it to Rav, who said it's a stira? Rav Huna heard one thing, And Rav Yehuda heard another thing. Maybe they were just confused amongst themselves what Shita's Rav was. But it wouldn't necessarily be a stira that it can't be that Rav Yehuda heard his halach in the name of Rav. So the Gemara says, Rav Abaya told him, it's a very posh techesh. Keep it, it's true, you're right. It wouldn't be the end of the world if Rav Yehuda said his name in the name of Rav. However, it's still better to make it in the name of Shmuel. Because given it, I know for sure that Shmuel holds Yesh Zika. Rav, I know for sure that he holds Ein Zika. So if Yehuda also said his name in the halacha in the name of Rav, it would mean that there's a machlokes amayroim what Shita's Rav was. It doesn't make sense to leave a mefurish and memra in the name of Shmuel. So what I'm saying is just more plausible. Rav Kahana said, they said over this shtickle Torah, who's shtickle Torah? Rav Yois Abaya Shtikol Torah, that although Rav Yehuda never attributed his halacha of Yesh Zika to any Amor, it was probably said in the name of Shmuel. How did he know it? Based on the fact that he knows Shmuel holds Yesh Zika, and Rav Huna said over the name of Rav Ein Zika, so it makes more sense that he heard it from Shmuel rather than say that he heard it from Rav, and there's a machlikis Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda what Rav really said. So they told this piece to Rav Zvid. Omar, he said, Atan Hochim Asnisullah, you know this based on your cheshman that you made, and not the Hedim Asinullah. We heard it Mefurish, meaning I know for a fact that Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Amar b'dam Shmuel, Shmuel Siyavim Shemesa, Aser b'ima, Alma Kasavar, Yesh Zika, V'oz v'Shmuel etameh. And they added that Shmuel that said Mefurish in this Lishna, that Yesh Zika is Lishita Asayit. Amar Shmuel, Allah Rabbi Yehuda b'Meseira. Because Shmuel said, Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda b'Meseira. What Yehuda b'Meseira, Shemer Siyavim, Shekideh Shalkav Asachayisa, Rabbi Yehuda b'Meseira said, Hamtein, Ayumim Lai Hamtein, Machiyasa, Achicha Maisa. That's the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, V'tzrichi, if Shmuel said it Mefurish, then you'd have to know why Shmuel had to say the Allah of Yesh Zika twice. Number one, he said, Yesh Zika. Would he say Yesh Zika, Shemer Siyavim, Shemesa, Aser B'ima, which is Yesh Zika. And then he had the halacha where he passed like Rav Ben Beseira. If he passed like Rav Ben Beseira, I know Yesh Zika, he didn't have to say Shemeres Yavim Shemesa Asa B'Ima. And if he said Shemeres Yavim Shemesa Asa B'Ima, obviously he holds Yesh Zika, he didn't have to pass like Rav Ben Beseira. Why'd Shmuel have to repeat himself twice? As the Gemara Vetzrichot, Yesh Meni Yesh Zika, had he only said Yesh Zika, Havamina, I would have thought, Hamidu B'chad, like the Gemara's Havamina is yesterday. Maybe only when there's one brother, Yesh Zika. Ava betray with two brothers, Loi, maybe they're Ein Zika, Kamash Malon. That's why he said the halacha like Rav Ben Beseira. In Rav Ben Beseira's case, there are two brothers. Reuven died, there's Shimon and Levi. Shimon is Mekadesh, Reuven's wife's sister, but there's also Levi. So being that there are two brothers, maybe that's why, maybe it's going to be different. So he had to say the Lachas HaKubi Ben Meseira. V'yashmin HaLach HaKubi Ben Meseira. Had he only said the Lachas HaKubi Ben Meseira, Hava, I mean, I would have thought, Hani Mili Michayim. Maybe that's only when they're alive. Again, another one of the svaras that we had yesterday. When the brother, when everybody is alive, then there's a Zika. Avalach HaMisa, but maybe once the Shemeres Yavam dies, Pakola Zika. Maybe then the Zika goes away. To say that the Zika is so strong that even after the Shemeres Yavim is dead, still the Yavim can't marry the Shemeres Yavim's mother, as if the Zika survives death, that's already a big Kiddush. Kamash Malon, that's the Kiddush, the Zika Bechti Loipaka. Zika doesn't go away so fast, and as a result, if you hold the age Zika, Zika would survive even the death of the Shemeres Yavim. Sok the Mishnah Vayter. Shnei Achin Ume. So the first Mishnah of the second Perek began with the halacha of Eishes Achiv Shaloi Hoya Bailame, which was one of the 15 arayas that were mentioned in the first Mishnah. So this next sugya is where Eishes Achiv Shaloi Hoya Bailame meets the sugya of Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. So obviously you know what's coming. So the Mishnah discussed Ketzat Eishes Achiv Shaloi Hoya Bailame. So how does Eishes Achiv Shaloi Hoya Bailame work? Now, the Mishnah never discussed the classic case. The classic case of Eishes Achiv Shaloi Hoya Bailame is where Reuven died, left over no children, and had no brothers. After Reuven was already dead, Shimon was born. Ordinarily, Shimon should have a mitzvah to be Meyabim Meishas Reuven. But being that the Torah says, Ki yeshvu achim yachdav, yeshiva achas ba'olam, Reuven and Shimon were never alive at the same time. Shimon does not have a mitzvah to be Meyabim Meishas Reuven. That's the classic case of Eishes Achav Shloi Ba'olam. The Mishnah went it began asking Eishes Achav Shaloi Ba'olam, ran right away into a little bit more of a complicated case. Specifically, a case where we're discussing a Nefila Shnia. Wasn't a Nefila Shnia, it was a Nefila Shnia. How do you have a Nefila Shnia? When there's a third brother. That's always how you have a Nefila Shnia. Again, definition of Nefila Shnia means that the Almana, this Eishes Reuven, is falling to Yibum for the second time. The case of the Mishnah was where Reuven and Shimon were brothers. Reuven died without children. And before Shimon had an ability to do Yibum, Levi was born. Levi then went. Now, Levi would not be able to do Yibum because Eishes Ruvain to Levi is an Eishes Achshloi Boilomai. But Shimon can do Yibum because to Shimon it wasn't an Eishes Achshloi Boilomai. Shimon did do Yibum. Shimon died. Shimon also had another wife. Now, Eishes Ruvain falls Li Yibum to Levi. She had fallen to Levi mitzat Eishes Ruvain. Then Levi couldn't do Yibum because she was an Eishes Ach Shloihoi Boilomai. Now with Shimon, she's not an Eishes Ach Shloihoi Boilomai. But being that in her history, she's an Eishes Ach Shloihoi Boilomai, Levi still cannot be Miyabim her. If he can't be Miyabim her and Shimon has another wife, she's an Omer Avoshia. So Chalak Hayi, Rav Shimon Apri Shoyim. Rav Shimon argued with the first one as well. Mimai, how do you know that? Maybe Tani Mishnah Yaseira. From the fact that the Mishnah had to mention both cases. Meaning, why did we need the first Mishnah? Says the Gemara. The first Mishnah was Noilad v'achekach Yibim. The second Mishnah was Yibim v'achekach Noilad. Which is the bigger Chiddush? The second Mishnah. So the question is, why do we need the first Mishnah? If you're going to tell me that we needed it for the Rabbanon, that hold that there is an Eishes Achshloi Ba'ilamoy in the Nefila Shniyah, Hashta Yibim v'lebesoif Noilad. Madach in the second Mishnah, where it was Yibim, so that when Levi was born, the Zika of Reuven was already gone. Levi never met the Zika of Isser of Eishes Achshloi Boilama. And still ask Rabbanan, still the Rabbanan say that Eishes Reuven has a din of an Eishes Achshloi Boilama klapi Shimon. Noilad achikach Yibim. When Levi was born into the Zika psula of Eishes Achshloi Boilama Mibaya, then certainly. So if to tell me that Allah the Rabbanon, there would be no need to mention, there'd be no need according to Rabbanon to mention the halacha of the first Mishnah of Noilav Akachivim. Elalav, so why did the Mishnah mention it? The Reb Shimon. It must be the Reb Shimon Itzrich. The Tana Reisha, so that the Mishnah mentioned the Reisha of the Yachakech Reb Shimon to tell me Pshan Reb Shimon. The Tana Sefer of the Yachakech Rabbanon, and the Mishnah told me the Sefer of the Yachakech Rabbanon. Ubedino, and if the reason the Mishnah mentioned the first halacha is if the reason the Mishnah mentioned the first halacha is for Reb Shimon, then really we should have mentioned Reb Shimon in the first Mishnah. Ubedino, the Nifl Reb Shimon Reisha. Really, Reb Shimon should have been mentioned in the Reisha. Elanotu the Rabbanon, the Messiah of the Messiah. The reason he wasn't mentioned in the first Mishnah is we waited for the Rabbanon. Reb Shimon was very polite. He waited for the Rabbanah to finish saying everything they needed to say. And afterwards, he went and argued. So Rav Yishai said that although Rav Shimon is only mentioned in the second Mishnah, really Rav Shimon argued with the halacha of the first Mishnah as well. He said, I'll prove it to you. Because Rav Shimon didn't argue with the halacha of the first Mishnah. Why in the world did we mention the first halacha of the Mishnah? To tell me that there's a problem of Eishes Achshloi Boilama according to the Rabbanon, if I know Yibim v'achekach Noilad is a problem, certainly Noilad v'achekach Yibim is a problem. So why then did we mention Rav Shimon? Oh, you know why we mentioned Rav Shimon? We mentioned Rav Shimon. You know, we mentioned the first Mishnah. We mentioned the first Mishnah to tell me a chiddush in Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon would argue even in the first Mishnah. And that's already a chiddush. That not only did Rav Shimon argue by Yibim v'achekach Noilad, but even Noilad v'achekach Yibim, even in that case, Rav Shimon would argue. So the Gemara says, Ela Eishes Achav Shloyei Ba'ilamai, the Rav Shimon Heichem Mishkachasol. So how is it possible ever to have Eishes Achav Shloyei Ba'ilamai according to Rav Shimon? So the Gemara says, it's possible. You know how? Bechad acha umes, either in the classic case, the first example, where Reuven died and all there was, and there were no brothers, then Shimon was born, Shimon would have a problem with Eishesach Shalei Ba'ilamoy, v'noilad loyach, inami betray, or even if there were two brothers, that's not a problem, v'loy yibim, v'loy mes. But the point is that Shimon didn't do yibim or die. Meaning the only time Reb Shimon argues, where we say Reb Shimon argues in both cases, that's when at the end of the day, Eishes Reuven is falling now, machmas Shimon. It's in an afila shnia that Reb Shimon doesn't hold of Eishes Achav Shloihoi Ba'ilamai. But in an afila rishayna, those are the two cases that the Gemara just mentioned there, even Reb Shimon would agree with Eishes Ach, with the idea of Eishes Ach Shloihoi Ba'ilamai. So let's just regroup here. So we have Rav Yishai. Rav Yishai said that although Reb Shimon was mentioned only in the second Mishnah of Yibein V'achekach Noilad as arguing with the halacha of Eishes Ach Shloihoi Ba'ilamai in the afila shnia, really he said his halacha by Noilad V'achekach Yibein as well. The second Mishnah, where Shimon was Miyabim Eishes Reuven, and afterwards Levi was born. I understand where Shimon would argue. The argument is when Levi was born, there was no Zika anymore of Eishes Ach Shloihoi Ba'ilamoy, because Shimon had taken care of the Zika already before he was born through his Yibum. But if first Levi was born, and only afterwards Shimon did Yibum. That means when Levi was born, there was a Zika Psula of Eishes Ach Shalei Bai Lomai. So why would Rav Shimon not hold of the halacha of Nesra and say that the Eishes Ach Shalei Bai Lomai would continue into the Nefila Shniya, says the Gemara, Lamda Shateretz. And this is why this is very much related to the sugya that we learned yesterday. Because Sava Yesh Zika, you know what Rav Shimon holds? He holds Yesh Zika, V'Zika Kechnusa Damya. And Zika is Kechnusa Damya. So that when there is a state of Zika, that Zika is so fast, it's so strong, that it's as if they're literally married. So much so that a noilad v'acha kach yibim is like a yibim v'acha kach noilad. Because although Shimon never did yibum, but Shimon was the only brother, and there was a Zika between Shimon and Eishes Reuven, and that Zika was so strong that it was kichnusa, that it was as if he did yibum. So even when Shimon didn't do yibum, when Levi's born afterwards, it's as if it was Yibem v'achakach noilad. So noilad v'achakach Yibem is like Yibem v'achakach noilad, because just the state of Zika itself that Shimon had with Reuven's wife before Levi was born was kichnusa damya. So although it wasn't Yibem, it's as if it was Yibem v'achakach noilad. And it's on this lumdus of Zika kichnusa damya that the Gemara is going to now jump on and spend the rest of the daf. So the rest of the daf discusses less the Halach of Ishes Achiv Shlohei by Lami the Reb Shimon, more the underlying principle of Shitas Reb Shimon in the Sugya of Ishes Ach Shlohei by Lami, which, according to Reb Ishiya, we'll see the Gemara is going to fall off of Reb Ishiya at the end. So I'll give you the ending. Reb Ishiya is going to be off. But in terms of what Reb Ishiya's Shita is, that Reb Shimon is based on the Halach of Zika Kechnusadam. Zok the Gemara, Maskev Lor of Yosef. Right, because there was no Nefila Shnia. In the Nefila
over there, why didn't he say the same word
of Zika Kichnusa Damya, even when there was a Nefila Rishayna? It sounds like in the Nefila Rishayna, right.
It's only Reuven and Shimon. They say it's not a kosher.
The Gemara is going to discuss whether you could say Zika Kichnusa Damya by two brothers. Well, let's just learn a little bit more. So, the Gemara asks the Rav Yosef, Hashto Zika Umaymer Masafkele the Rav Shimon. Is it possible that Rav Shimon holds Zika Kichnusa Damya? Hashto Zika Umaymer. When there is Zika and Maymer Masafkele the Rav Shimon and Kichnusa Damya. Rav Shimon was mistaken. He was unsure whether Zika is Kichnusa Damya, Ilav Kichnusa Damya, Zika Lechudami Boya. Meaning, we're coming away from Rav Ishiya that Rav Shimon holds not only Yesh Zika but Zika Kichnusa Damya, which is even more than Yesh Zika. Is that possible? I have a Reb Shimon who said that even if it was Maimer, now every Maimer includes in it a Zika. You start with a Zika and then you do Maimer, Yibum, Chalitza. Even in a state of Maimer, it's not Kichnus Adamya, or at least it's only a suffix whether it's Kichnus Adamya. Mayhi, Tetanan, a classic Yevomis case. We actually had this already in David Bezim and Aleph. Shloish Achan, there were three brothers. Nesuyin Shalosh Nashim Achriyas. They were married to three wives who amazingly were not related to each other. Umeis Echomehem. Now Reuven, one of the brothers, dies. Va'asa ba'sheni Maimer. Shimon did Maimer. Umeis, and then Shimon died. So the halacha is Harelu Cholzois v'loy Mesiabnes. So now two women fall a Yibum to Levi, Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife. But Reuven's wife was also somewhat related to Shimon. How? Because Shimon had done Maimer. Say the Chachamim that Levi cannot do Yibum, or cannot do Yibum, rather has to do Chalitza with Eishes Sheini, with both wives. Shenemar, Umeis Echon Mehem, with both. Yavama Yava Yola. Mishalez, Zikas Yavam Echvale, Shalez, Zikas Yavam. The only time you do Yibum is if somebody, right, the only time you do Yibum is if a woman falls from one marriage. But if she falls from two marriages, not. Now, it's not possible for a woman to be married to two people, but in the world of Yavamis, it is possible. Because Maimer is like a quasi Kenyan. So, on the one hand, she's still Eishes Reuven. But on the other hand, she's also a little bit Eishes Shimon through the Maimer. So she now is falling Tzim Tzveitin Mol. And as a result, the halach is Cholzois Filimis Yabmois. You're not allowed to do you can't do Yibum, but rather you'd have to do Chalitza. That is the Shitas Chacham. Reb Shimon says, no, Miyabim Le'ezim Eim Sheyirza V'Cholitz Neshniya. You could do Yibum to any one of these wives you want, and the second one you'll do Chalitza to. And Reb Shimon explains, Yibum Yitzhavayu Loi, you can't do Yibum to both. T'dilmo Yezik, Reb Shimon says, because I'm concerned that maybe when there's Maimer, that's the important piece here, Yesh Zika, so that it could be when Shimon did Maimer, he is now married to this woman, to Eishes Reuven. So Eishes Reuven and Eishes Shimon are really now both Eishes Shimon. Eishes Reuven Zika is gone. So the Havish Shnei Yevamis Abayis Mibayis Echad. So it's as if Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies, left over two wives. Shimon can't be meyavim both wives. You could only be meyavim one. So too in this case, you'd only be able to do yibum with one. Yevum etravayu loy. And yevum echado v'ifter chado. And to do yibum with one and let the other one just go out, loy, you can't either. The dilma ain't zika kichnusa, because maybe zika is not kichnusa, even when there's maimer. V'havelu shnei avomis avomis v'shnei batim. And therefore, Eishes Reuven is not related to Shimon at all. So Eishes Reuven is falling from Reuven. Eishes Shimon is falling to Shimon. It's two separate zikas. You have to address both zikas. So Shimon says, you can't do yibum to both. You also can't just do yibum to one. So you know what you do? Pick whichever one you want to do yibum with. And then the other one, you're going to have to give chalitza. That's what Reb Shimon holds. Says the Gemara, Alma Mesapkele. So you see that Reb Shimon is Mesupik, whether Yej Zika, even when there's a Mimer. So how could you tell me Reb Shimon holds Zika Kichnus Adamia with Adam Mimer? Reb Oishi is Chiddish. That Reb Shimon said his Alocha. Even by Neulad, even was based on a fundamental principle in Dinei Yevamos, and that is Yesh Zika, the Zika Kichnusa Damya. Freak the Gemara. I have a raya from another Reb Shimon who's discussing a totally different halacha, nothing to do with Yesh Zika Shloya Boy Lomay. But I see that Reb Shimon Shita with regards to Yesh Zika, the Zika Kichnusa Damya, is that even when there's a mimer, he's not sure. So how could you tell me without a mimer he's sure? Where I have a raya that even with a mimer he's not sure. The Chitema says the Gemara. Maybe you'll tell me midday raya. Maybe this whole Reb Shimon over here is only midrabanan. Meaning midday raisa, he holds yesh zika v'zika kichnus adamya even with Adam Eimer, and therefore midday raisa in this case would be able to do yibum with one, and the other one would be gone because they're both esh shimon through the zika kichnus adamya, and it's only midrabanan who does gzera mishum shema yoyim rubezi vamas abayz b'shnei batim. People won't realize that Eimer. You know, people are not going to chop exactly what's going on, and they're going to think that you can just let one of them go off for free. They're not going to realize that the mimer made Eishes Reuven really into Eishes Shimon. But so maybe the whole idea is only midrabanan, but the Gemara says that doesn't either work. Because although it would be a reasonable pshat of Reb Shimon, it's not the pshat of Reb Shimon. Because Reb Shimon himself explained his shita. The Tanya, I'm the Reb Shimon, the Reb Shimon told the Chachamim, you know why I hold bimi yabim one and do chalisa to the other? Because I hold imam marishal sheni mimer. If when Shimon did mimer, the mimer was a real mimer, eisha sheni hu boil. Okay, so now she Eishes Reuven now became Eishes Shimon. The Mamori Shalsheni any Mimer Eishes Reuven who boil. But Kitzer, he explains specifically his shita that has nothing to do with the Gzeri de Rabbanon, but rather it's because he wasn't sure whether Mimer is not Mimer is Mimer or is Kedik Kinyan Gomer. It's not Kinyan Gomer. So how could it be that he was sure that Zikik Kichnus Adamya? That's the Gemara's kasha. So Amalei Abaya. So Abaya said, I don't understand the kasha. Rav Yosef Maskefler, Rav Yosef, you have a steer in Reb Shimon, meaning Rav Oishia said that Reb Shimon Shita and Eishes Achshloi Boilama implies that he holds Zika Kichnus Adami. You have a kasha from a Mishnah later where Reb Shimon seems to not hold of Zika Kichnus Adami, even when there's a mimer, he's only Mesopic. Abaya said, I have a pasha to Teretz. V'loi shoni lach ben Zika's Yavam Echad v'Zika's Shnei Yavam, meaning Dilma Kiyam Reb Shimon Zika Kichnus Adami. Perhaps when did Reb Shimon say Zika Kichnus Adami v'Yavam Echad? That's only when there was one Yavam. Avo b'Shnei Yavam and Loi. So in the case of Eishes Achshloi Boilama, when it was Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven died without children, and Shimon did Yibum, or even if Levi was born, again, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven died without children, and then Levi was born, and then Shimon did Yibum, and he died. So we're saying that Eishes Reuven is not an Eishes Achshloi Boilama in the Nefilah Shnei according to Reb Shimon, because it's a Kichnus Adamio. That's because before Levi was born, Shimon had a Zika relationship to Eishes Reuven, and he was the only brother, and he was the only game in town, and as a result, it was Zika Kichnus Adamya. So that's why you have the Zika Kichnus Adamya that carries over into the Nefilah Shniyah. But in this case over here, there were clearly three brothers. Shlosha Achim Nesuyin Shalosh Nashim Nachriyos. One of them died. The two women now fell to the two brothers. One did Mimer, then he died. When the Zika was created initially, there were two brothers. So maybe over there he doesn't know Zika Kichnus Adamya. The same svara we had in the beginning of the Sugis of Zika. Perhaps Ki Amar Reb Shimon Zika Kichnus Adamya B'Yavam Echad. Abu B'Shnei Yavam Loi. So the Gemara says, "Mi shani leid Reb Shimon." Is that I hear what you're saying? But you want to argue now? Says the Gemara, "The Reb Shimon holds zikah kichnus adami only by yavam echad." How would that have implications to Eishes Achshloi Shloi by Lamai? Because it would mean then that the only time Rav Oishi has said that according to Reb Shimon that noilad va'achakach yibem is there's no Eishes Achshloi Shloi by Lamai in the Nefilah Shniyah is only if there was one other brother. If it was Reuven and Shimon, and then Reuven died, and then Levi was born, and then Shimon did Yibum and then Shimon died. But if there were two brothers initially, there were two Yivam, and then there's no Zika Kechnus Adamia in this terrors of the Gemara, so that dear Reb Shimon would have never said his halacha. But the Gemara says, we know that's not true, because Mishon, the lady Reb Shimon, Vatanya, we learned to the Brisa, Kalam Reb Shimon, Kol Shal, lady Gedemes, Le Nesuin, Reb Shimon said, if the lady comes before the Nesuin, Lo Yichay Let says, Vole Mesi Abemes, then there's no Yibam or Chalitza. Nesuin, Koydim Le Leda, Oichay Let says, Oy Mesi Abemes. So the Gemara says, My La, V'yavam Echad. It would seem that Reb Shimon said his halacha even when there was one Yavam, Viktani, Lo Yichay Let says, Vole Mesi Abemes. And it says beforeish that there's no Yibam and that there's no chalitza. So incidentally, this brisa right away is a knockout punch to Rabbi Yishia, because he's in mefurish that kol shahaleder kedemas lenasuin like kedemas len chalitza. Meaning the first mishnah noila v'achkachibim did be no yibam no chalitza. But we now know what Rabbi Yishia is going to say. He's saying no loy b'shnei yavamin. Now that's talking about the two yavamin. Oh, and the two yavamin, there is no zikik kachnus adami. Of course, the Rabbi Shimon is going to agree with the chachamim. Avul b'yavam echad mai. See, you're telling me. However, if there's one yavam, yeah, meaning you're going to tell me pshat in that brisa. But by one Yavan, it's there that Reb Shimon is going to argue even with the first Mishnah. But then the Gemara says, I have a pshatova problem with the Braisa. Because the Mishnah is telling me a case where Reb Shimon holds, and a case where he holds, so now I have a case, and what's the case where he holds, in the case where it was Yibim v'achekach noila. That's how it's mentioned in the Braisa. But according to Rav Yishia, now you could have said a Shitas Rav Shimon of Oichai Letzes Oymes Yabemes, even where it was noila v'achekach Yibim, how where there were two Yavamim. Iyachi adatani nesuun kaidin lalait, Oichai Letzes Oymes Yabemes, lif loik v'lisne b'didah v'medvar, mamur b'shnei Yavamim, avu b'yavam echad, Oichai Letzes Oymes Yabemes. So the Gemara says, no, kula b'shnei Yavamim kamayri. He thought, Rav Yishia, that maybe the whole Braisa was told when there were two brothers. And when there are two brothers, then the only time Rav Shimon's going to argue with the Chachamim and Eishes Ach Shloi Ba'ilamai is when it was Yibim V'Achakach Noilat. But Noilat V'Achakach Yibim, he's going to agree. It's when there's one brother and you have Zikik Kechnus Adamya, there he's going to argue even in the case of Noilat V'Achakach Yibim. But the Gemara has a problem with that as well, because Ve'elo Mai Klala. Rav Shimon said, Klal Omer Rav Shimon. If Klal means like this, take this rule and run with it. According to Rav Yishia, I can't run with anything here. It's still very unclear. It's still very ambiguous, because I have to know the Chilik between Yavim Echad and Tu Yavim. From the fact that we're mentioning it as a klal, it sounds like everything you need to know about Reb Shimon Shitin Eishes Ach Shloi Ba'olam is right here, which would imply then Reb Shimon only argued with Yibim V'Achach Noilad, not with Noilad V'Achachach Yibim, meaning he doesn't hold Zikik Kechnus Adamya as his Mashna from the Mishnah later regarding Maim. Says the Gemara Vaitav, Oy Mazar Rav Yoshia. Rav Yoshia asked another Kashan Rav Yoshia. So how exactly did that happen? So one has to be Rav Yoshia, one has to be Rebbe Yoshia, but apparently there's two Rav Yoshias. Void Mazar Rav Yoshia, Gimel Achin, Shnayim, Mehen, Nesuyin, Shtei Achoyos. So this is another classic. He had three brothers, two of them were married to two sisters. Oy, or Isho Bita. Oy, Isho Baspita. Oy, Isha Ubaspina. So what was the case? The Gemara is going to have two tzedakim how to learn this case. Pashup Shat, the case was where you had Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon both got married, and their wives were related to each other. Either they were sisters, or one was the other one's mother, or one was the other one's grandmother. So those are essentially the cases. And four examples where the two wives are related to each other as if they're both Erevs. Now Reuven and Shimon both die, and these two women fully Yibum to Levi. So essentially what happened was Levi just had two women fully Yibum to him, both of whom are related to each other. Says the Mishnah, they can't do Yibum. Why can't they do Yibum? Because there's issues of Yesh Zika. There's Yesh Zika problems. Reb Shimon Poiter. Reb Shimon says it's okay. Freak the Gemara, nice kasha. If you're going to tell me Reb Shimon holds, that Zika is Kechnus Adamya. Liyabim Lekamaisa. Viti Poteridech. Why is that locha that you can't do Yibum with any one of these women? That locha should be whichever brother died first. I'm assuming they didn't die at the same second. So whichever brother died first, his wife you should be able to do Yibum with, and the other one, there should be no Yibum and no Chalitza at all. Why? Because Reb Shimon holds Zikik Kechnus Adamya. So if one of the brothers die, his wife now is Kechnus Adamya to the other brother, so that when the other brother dies, so let's say Reuven died first, Eishes Reuven is Kechnus Adamya to Shimon Levi, so that when Shimon dies, his wife shouldn't even fall in Yibum to Reuven because she's an Achay Sishtoy. Reuven never did Yibum with Eshes Reuven, but Zikas Kechnus Adamya. So why does Reb Shimon say, Poiter, no Yibum, no Chalitza? If Reb Shimon holds Zikas Kechnus Adamya the way you, Reb Yishia, are suggesting, then Reb Shimon should hold that the halacha is do yibum with the kamaisa, and the second one should be part of a klum. Reb Amram, so Reb Amram said maybe that is what Reb Shimon holds. It's not what he said. So Reb Shimon poiter, my poiter nami poiter b'shnia. Maybe he meant that the second one is poter, but the first one anachinami, that one is not going to be poter. Great thing about time, we learned that the Reb Shimon poiter b'shteyan. Said you're poter from both. Sounds like both sisters, or the mother and the daughter. They're both out. Why are they both out? The first one, through Ziki Kechnus Adamya, should make it that the second one never fell a Yibum. Amar Rava, Shnia. When he said Shteyan, what he meant was, Shnia Shebezugzeh, Vahashnia Shebezugzeh. He meant the two of the other marriage. Meaning, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, Rava is making a Mapecha in the Mishnah. The way we had the Mishnah was that there were Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon were both married to one wife. And the two wives had a relationship with each other. So, for example, they were sisters, or one was the other one's mother, or grandmother, etc. Rava says, that's not the way you read the Mishnah. The way you read the Mishnah was that Reuven and Shimon were each married to four wives. And all four of these wives, four pairs of wives, had erva relationships amongst each other. So they had four wives, but whenever they got married, they made sure that the two wives were related. So they married two sisters, and then they married a mother and a daughter, and then a grandmother and a granddaughter, and then a grandma and a granddaughter from an Andrazat. So they basically made it that all four sets should be married. Then Reuven died. When Reuven died, four women fell a Yibum first Reuven died. So when Reuven died, four women fell a Yibum. Then afterwards, when Shimon dies, another four women are falling Yibum. Says Reb Shimon, you can go ahead and do Yibum with any one of Reuven's wives, because Zika Kechnus Adam is, I don't care about Shimon's wives that fell later. You do Yibum with any one of Reuven's wives. And then afterwards, when Shimon dies, you're potter from the Gansa Chad Gadya. You don't have to marry any of them. Why? One of them is going to be the Yerfa. So let's say you picked one of the sisters. So the other sister is going to be an Achis Ishtoi, and the other three wives are going to be Tzara Serfas. So like this is going to be potter from all of them. So when Reb Shimon Poyte B'Shnei, he didn't mean Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife. Poyte B'Shnei, he meant the two wives that are falling from the second marriage. But Rava made a mistake. Barba Zugi, he made a mistake in how he understood the Mishnah. First of all, that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says they were married to two sisters, or they were married to, not and, or. Meaning it wasn't a case where they had four wives. They had each had one wife. The question was who the wife was. The Mishnah says four examples. There are four sets of wives here. So if Reb Shimon is saying, of this, all Shimon's wives, that it's not the two Shimon's wives, it's all four of Shimon's wives. So number one, number two, it's Arbatan. So that doesn't fly. For and better than that, Tanya, it's a Mefurisha Brice, we know what Reb Shimon said. Meaning the Mishnah maybe is a little ambiguous. There's some great area. There's a way to fit Reb Shimon somehow, although you're stretching the Pshatov and the Mishnah, but there's a way to make Reb Shimon work with Reb Ishiya. But there's a Brice that knocks it out. Because the Brice says, Reb Shimon, Poyte B'Shneyem, Minach Litzu, Shenemav, Isha Lachitza, Lissikach Litzror, B'Shosh, Shenas, Asar, Lazu. If two sisters are in a Yibum together, Lo Yehei Lecha Lekuchen, Afilu Be'achas Mehen, checkmate. Even with one. You see, Reb Shimon knows you don't do Yibum or Chalitza with any of them. If Reb Shimon knows Zika Kechnus Adamya, then why is that the case? They're not in Zika together, technically. Because once the first one falls the Yibum, that should already be Kechnus Adamya. Setz Gemar's Kashan, Rabbi Ishiya, Elam Ravashi answered the answer. Eden Nafabazachazah, if they would have fallen the Yibum one after the other, meaning if first Reuven died and then Shimon died, like the Gemara suggested in the Havamino Hachinami. And Hachinami, you'd have a good cash from Reb Shimon, and maybe Reb Shimon would have never said his halacha. You know where Reb Shimon said his halacha, that if two sisters fall the Yibum from two brothers, no Yibum or Chalitza to any of them, it's Tav, Gokab and Mayaskin, and the Nafabazachas. When the two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, died at the same time, so both sisters fell the Yibum at the same time, over there, the halacha is that there's no Yibum Chalitza at all. Reb Shimon Savalek Reb Esi Aglili. Reb Shimon, and how does Reb Shimon hold his Shita? Because he holds Reb Esi Aglili, the Amar Efshel Litzamsein. Reb Esi Aglili holds Efshel, it's possible for two things to happen simultaneously. Meaning, ordinarily, it's a Chiddush in Halacha to say that two things can happen exactly at the same time. Reb Shimon holds it's possible for two things to happen at the same time, and as a result, you don't have to do any Yibum or Chalitza to any of them. Meaning, if it would be impossible for two things to happen exactly at the same moment, you would have to say that one of them died first. As a result, one of them was Zakuk Liyibim first, so that one you'd have to do Yibim V'Chalitza. Now you wouldn't know which one died first, so you'd end up having no choice but to do Chalitza, because You can't do Yibum to the wrong Yavama, but at least you have to do something. From the fact that Shimon says Potable Eklom, he obviously holds that it's possible for them to die at the same time, based on this Gemara's understanding. That's what the Gemara says. Ad kan divir Rav Ishiya. So Rav Ishiya, who's the more difficult Shita, Rav Ishiya holds that Rav Shimon argued not only in the second mission of the Perek, of Yibum Vachach Noilad, but also the first mission of the Perek, of Noilad Vachach Yivim, and the Gemara asks, Bishloimo, Yibum Vachach Noilad, I understand Rav Shimon. When Levi was born, Eshes Ruvain was over already. The Zika was gone. But Noel Vachach Yivim, Levi was born into the Zika of Eshes Achshol Ebay Lamoy. So why should Rav Shimon argue with that halacha? So said Rav Ishiya, it's because Rav Shimon holds Zika Kechnusa Damyo. So even before Levi was born, because Shimon had Zika to the Shemeres Yavam, it was Kechnusa Damyo. It was as if there was a Yibim. So Noilad Vachach Yibim is like Yibim Vachach Noilad. And that's according to Rav Shimon, that both Yibim Vachach Noilad. And if Rav Shimon holds Yibim Vachach Noilad, there's no Eshes Achshol Ebay Lamoy in the Nefila Shnia. So too, by Noel Vachach Yibim, halacha is going to be the same. That is Rav Ishiya. Papa Omar, Be Yibim Vachach Noilad. Polig Rav Shimon. No. Rav Shimon only argued with the second Mishnah of Yibim Vachach Noilad. Ben Noilad Vachach. We haven't really gotten into the real fun stuff. Ben Noilad Vachach Yibim. Loi. Ben Noilad Vachach Yibim. There, he didn't say his halacha. Vetravayu the Rabban. What was Rav Ishiya's original raya? Why do you need the first Mishnah for? What is the first Mishnah being Machadish? You're telling me that Noilad Vachach Yibim, there's Eshesach Shloy by Lomid and Nefila Shneo? Even by Yibim Vachach Noilad, there's Eshesach Shloy by Lomid, says the Gemara. Vetravayu. We could still get a refund. The Travayo, the Rabbanan, Istrich, Beloizu, Avzu, Kitanid. Why the Mishnah tell both? Because sometimes that's just what the Mishnah does. The Mishnah says something, builds up a Chiddush, but Enochinami, once we know, Yibim, Vachach, Noilad, we know for sure, Noilad, Vachachach, Yibim. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Kavasa, the Rapapa, Vetyufta, the Rav Ishiya. The Gemara brings a Braisa that supports from Papia, which is a Kasha Rav Ishiya, meaning a Raya, the Rav Shimon only says Alocha, by Yibim, Vachachach, Noilad. Now this Braisa will just give us a little bit of foreshadowing in terms of what's coming in tomorrow's daf, because we're not going to really learn this braisa today. We'll get to the point that we need. Shnei Achim Beil, Mishnah mentions four cases. Number one, Shnei Achim Beil Mechad. There were two brothers that were alive together at the same time. Umeis Echad Mehem V'loy Vlad. One died without children. V'omad Hasheni Yazel Lasses Maimer V'Vimtoy. The other brother was about to do Maimer V'loy Hispik Lasses B'Maimer. The Gemara is going to explain all the drama. He didn't get a chance to do Maimer Ad Shenoy Loyach until another brother was born. Umeis, and then this second brother who almost did Maimer but didn't do Maimer died. Harishayna Eishes Ruvein Yoytzim Mishom Eishes Shach Shalei Bei Lomoy V'Shniya Oichay Letz Eimis Hevemes. Again, we'll explain this all tomorrow. Asa B'Maimer. What if he didn't almost do Maimer but he actually did Maimer? V'Achakach Noylad Ach, and then another brother was born. Oishen Noylad Loyach V'Achakach Asa B'Maimer Umeis. This is the real fun case. Rav Shimon Omer, Biyasa Oichal Itzasa Shalachas Mehem Paiteres Sarasa Chalatz Lebalas Maimer LeNifter Atzara. Okay, again, that's all tomorrow. Kintza, this is what we need for today. Kintza Umeis, a case where it was Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven died. And Shimon did Yibum, Umeis, and then Shimon died. V'achakach noilad layach, and then Levi was born. Oy, shenoilad layach, or if Reuven and Shimon, Reuven died without children, and then Levi was born. V'achakach kinso, and then Shimon did Yibum, Umeis, and Shimon died. Shteim pturis mina chalitza, umina Yibum. They're both patim Yibum chalitza. In Eishes Achshol Ebay Lomay terms, these two cases were cases of noilad v'achakach Yibim. The first case was where Levi is an Eishes Achshol Ebay Lomay, even in the Nefila Shniyah. Reuven died without children. Shimon did Yibum. Then Shimon died without children. Then Levi was born. So that's Poshit, even according to Rav Shimon. That would be an Eishes Achshol Ebay Lomay, because she's an Eishes Achshol Ebay Lomay mitzad Shimon as well. The whole Shaila is, when mitzad Shimon, she's not an Eishes Achshol Ebay Lomay. Do I care that she's an Eishes Achshol Ebay Lomay mitzad Reuven? That's the first case. The second case was the classic case, the first mission in our parak, of Noilad v'achakach Yibim. That, here the halach is, Tureis ben Chalitz ben Ayibim. What about Kansa? What if Reuven died without children and Shimon did Yibum? And then Levi was born. And then Shimon died. What's that case? That's the second mission of the Perek. That's Yibem V'achar Kach Noilad. Over there, the halacha is Shtei and Pturetz Menachalitz V'Yibem Zoyim Nachalitz Devir Ameir. Who's Stam Mishnah? Who is the Stam Mishnah we had in our Perek? For Reb Shimon Oimer, here Reb Shimon argues. Ha'ilu Bo'o Matzah Beheter. Being that when Levi was born, the Zika of Reuven was gone, because Shimon did Yibum to wipe away Reuven's Eishes Reuven Zika before Levi was even born. born. There was never even a sha'achas of iser. Therefore, that's not eches achshloy boi lamoi. And miyabim le'ezim em shi'irza. Oichaylik le'ezim em shi'irza. Says the Gemara. This brisa clearly made a distinction between Noilad v'achikach Yibim and Yibim v'achikach Noilad. There are two separate cases in the Braisa. We have the case of Noilad v'achikach Yibim. There the Braisa doesn't make any mention of a Machlekes. And then we have Yibim v'achikach Noilad, where the Braisa does mention a Machlekes, Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. So how Baba the Seva, this last case, that's a separate case, and there's a Reb Shimon here. L'man ketomila. Ilem l'Reb Meir, for Reb Meir, ketomila. Mechti, lo yishani l'Reb Meir, ben Yibim v'achikach Noilad, ben v'achikach Yibim, l'arvinu v'sninu. For Reb Meir, it would have been one big case. Doesn't matter if Levi was born after Shimon died, or if Levi was born after Reuven died before Shimon did Yibum, or Levi was born after Reuven died and after Shimon did Yibum. In all cases, it's Eishes Achshalei Ba'ilamai. Elo Lav. So for that, you could just mish it all together. Why did we break it up? We broke it up for Reb Shimon. Elo Reb Shimon. We did it for Reb Shimon. Ube Yibim v'achakach noilad. Polik. Because Reb Shimon only argues with Yibim v'achakach noilad. Shema mina. It's a riot to Rav Papa. And it's a kasha.